He's in the country, and I always take that advantage when he's here to have him in a good way. David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, which I've talked about many times on the air. You've talked with us many times, David, from Shiloh and founder and president of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. Brand new book. You're a busy man. You keep writing and doing things and coming out. And the new book is Trump and the Jews. I put a lot on the table there. But Warsaw is really kind of the for me, a central point of interest in how the meeting was canceled, who the players are.
Absolutely. Well, Secretary Mike Pompeo has taken this conference as an expression of the Trump doctrine for the Middle East. A lot of people talk about the Middle East, what's going on, how the Syria withdrawal was very controversial. And there were a lot of people in the media who were saying, well, President Trump doesn't know what he's doing. He's impulsive. He's making these sudden moves. And what's going on? And before that, we had the Khashoggi fiasco with Saudi Arabia. But President Trump has a very, very clear plan of what he wants to create in the Middle East. And, and I know everyone talks about his peace plan, his deal of the century, and they keep pushing that off. And so nobody really knows exactly what's in it. But the peace plan has been going on for 2 years, and that peace plan is creating cooperation between Israel and the Muslim nations in the Middle East, the Persian Gulf nations, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Egypt, Jordan, all of these countries are cooperating. It's not publicized usually, but they are cooperating. And that's a big part of what the Pompeo conference in Warsaw is all about and is going to be about.
Some of the elements that I see in this, and of course you literally live in the middle of this, are you have to have victory in certain ways. So denying ISIS their caliphate, land, control, command control centers in towns and cities. So you have to have victories like that. You have to have other victories as well around the Middle East. You have the soft power of diplomacy that leads to this cooperation, even if there isn't the closest friendship, but mutual cooperation, mutual interests. So in the last 2 years, since this change in doctrine, which I think also includes the element, and maybe it needs to be of uncertainty because we've done the same thing for decades, and where has it gotten us? How do you assess that today, the development of a foreign policy doctrine with respect to those elements I just mentioned?
Well, there is a serious problem, a one-word problem, and that word is Iran. The Iranian regime has been fundamentally and very methodically working for a couple of decades now to develop a nuclear bomb that they can use as leverage to control the Middle East and ultimately to control the world. Okay, it may sound very, very grandiose, but that is what the plan is.
Well, they have a stated goal, and it's in their constitution what their goals are.
It's been stated ever since the Ayatollah Khomeini came to power about 40 years ago, and his successor, the Ayatollah Khamenei, has been continuing that process. And that goal is exporting the Islamic Revolution. And everything that they've been doing, such as supporting the Hamas terrorist organization and the Hezbollah terrorist organization, and whatever other terrorist organizations they are supporting, it's all going towards that goal of exporting the Islamic Revolution as they see it.
And in order to do that in part, David, they have to tear down cultures. And I'm going to give an example of Venezuela. I talked about it yesterday. The Hezbollah group and a large contingent of Hezbollah in Venezuela, not something you often think of. You look at their activities when it comes to other parts of the Middle East, their hegemonic views. So their stated goal, they're actually acting upon just even in Venezuela, because now there's a problem. How do you get Hezbollah out of Venezuela, or do they disperse throughout the rest of South and Central America?
Well, that's a very good point. The Hezbollah terrorist organization, which is a proxy of Iran, it wouldn't exist if not for Iran. Iran created the Hezbollah. They continue to sustain the Hezbollah. And if you go, you can go all the way back to the Bush administration, when there was a report before Congress and a committee in Congress about Muslim immigrants, illegal immigrants, that were being smuggled in through the southern border of the United States by Hezbollah and Hamas, who were both active in Central and South America. So it was happening that long ago. It's still happening today.
Well, it's going to grow. It's not going to be a static number or a static.
They're taking advantage. They know the soft belly of the United States is the southern border, and they're doing everything that they can to infiltrate that border and to create havoc and drug running. They're very busy with down there. So this is all Iran pulling the strings and playing the game, so to speak.